Planned Parenthood 2023-2024 Annual Report Reveals Record Abortions, Taxpayer Funding. By Katherine Hamilton on May 14, 2025. Planned Parenthood released its 2023-2024 annual report over Mother's Day weekend, revealing record abortions and taxpayer funding. The report, called A Force for Hope, states that 402,230 unborn babies were killed in abortions, up from 392,715 the previous year. At the same time, the organization received $792.2 million in taxpayer funding, up almost $100 million from the previous year. The report's release comes as congressional Republicans weigh defunding Planned Parenthood and other abortion organizations through budget reconciliation. Defunding abortion providers through the reconciliation process would allow the Senate to bypass the critical 60-vote threshold for a simple majority vote instead, capitalizing on Republicans' overall trifecta. While federal funding for abortions specifically is barred by the Hyde Amendment, pro-life opponents argue no federal fund should be used to prop up any organization that performs abortions. According to the pro-life organization Live Action, Planned Parenthood only accounted for 9 of 86 Title X grant recipients. Although Planned Parenthood likely makes up 40% of all abortions in the U.S. when compared to the Guttmacher Institute's 2024 estimate of 1,038,100 total abortions. Related report: abortions increased again in 2024 post-Roe, surpassing 1 million unborn babies killed. Planned Parenthood's report highlights that the organization is working to block abortion bans in states around the country since the loss of the federal right to abortion in 2022, and that it is part of approximately 30 open cases, including challenges to abortion bans as well as lawsuits against Medicaid and medication abortion restrictions, medically unnecessary ultrasound and waiting period requirements, and other barriers to care. The report details Planned Parenthood's other services besides abortion, showing some significantly increasing since the last report, while others have steeply declined. Prenatal services were up 11% from the previous year at 7,008, and adoption referrals were up 25%, from approximately 1,700 to 2,100. Total clients were up by 1.5% to 2.08 million. And total services were up 3.49%, which includes each of the 943,104 pregnancy tests counting as a service. Net assets and total liabilities was up to $3.1 billion, the highest ever recorded according to Live Action. Some decreases in 2023-24 documented by the pro-life organization include excess revenue over expenses, down nearly 85%. From $178.6 million to $27.4 million. Private revenue, down 31% from $997.5 million to $684 million. Total contraceptive services, down just over 1%. STI testing/treatment, down 11%. Overall cancer screenings, down 8%. Breast screenings, down 10%. Pap tests, down 12%. Related, Live Action reports Planned Parenthood clinics offer hormones to minors with no parental consent. Planned Parenthood is the second largest provider of so-called gender-affirming care, a left-wing euphemism for sex mutilation surgeries and drugs given to people who identify as transgender. In 2022, the organization reported that 41 of its 49 affiliates provided such services, including puberty blockers for minors and cross-sex hormones, according to the Senate Help Committee. However, Planned Parenthood mixes gender-affirming care into its other procedures category, which makes tracking more difficult. The other procedures category includes WIC services, a federally funded nutrition program for low-income women, infants, and children up to the age of 5, pediatric care, transgender services, other adult preventive care, and high-complexity visits, including infertility services, according to the report. The report lists almost 78,000 other procedures, which interestingly reflects a significant drop within the past several years. In past years, the other procedures category climbed over 1,500%, 16K in 2020 to 257K in 2021, with some suspecting gender-affirming services to be the cause, Live Action detailed. However, the 2022-23 report's other procedures category fell by 30% to 177K and dropped another 56% the current year to 78K. By not specifying the services provided under broad categories, Planned Parenthood could easily bury these numbers wherever it chooses from year to year, making it nearly impossible to track based on annual reports, the pro-life organization noted. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.